Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And a blocked punt. And Arizona gets the first big special teams play. Ezekiel Turner able to get the blocked punt. Recovered by Dennis
Garnett. Wow. Turning point early on in that football game with 7:05 left in the first quarter. Arizona blocks a punt. A lot of people on Dante Johnson's head, who was the up man, the up back on that play, the Cades guy and the punt team. There's two guys there. He's got to do better to stiffen up there and prevent that from happening. Cardinals with the block punt. They get right back into the game, a play later with Chase Edmonds catching a touchdown pass from Kyler Murray. And, of course, the Niners lose. Week one, before they travel to New York, they lose to the Arizona Cardinals, their division rival, 24-20. Fellas, I want to get right to the lines here and start off with our main man, Dame in Oakland. I know he's going to come in with that heat. Dame, good afternoon. What's happening? You're on 95.7 to Gabe.
What's happening, gentlemen?
What's up, Dave?
I'm smiling ear to ear just on the strength. I turned on the y'all radio station today just to hear all the excuses, right? And to my surprise, I've been hearing hella Niner fans going hard at Jimmy G. And I was like, wow, they don't think Jimmy G's a good quarterback? And I said last year, hey, Matthew, I said last year that Jimmy G was trash. Maybe you should call me Nostradamus, you know? I was like, this dude is trash, and y'all just now knowing it. All you need is a quarterback. You can't talk bad about all your receivers when you ain't got nobody to get them the ball. You got to help the dude out. I didn't even know, what's your dude name? Bosa. I didn't even know he played this weekend. Y'all was bragging so much about that dude, man. I was looking, you know, y'all was like, oh, we should run through Arizona. Y'all got stopped like in your stance, brother. I think y'all could get better. I really do think y'all could get better. But honestly, I know, Bonte, you be really hard on y'all second-string quarterback, but that's who you need. He got a better arm than Jimmy G. Y'all just never protected him when he was back. Y'all was getting the dude killed back there like he did something to somebody. Y'all was letting everybody back there with him. So you got to, you know what I mean? Y'all got, I don't see y'all going to the Super Bowl or nothing like that. Y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all gonna watch it with the rest of the fans, but, you know.
But Dave, you feeling good off that Raiders win, huh, Dave?
He happy.
Dave, you feeling good off that Raiders win, huh? That's a good win for the Raiders.
Hey, Bonte, don't try to start talking Raiders on y'all station. Now you might fool around and get in trouble. You understand? we good. Hey, I appreciate the compliment, but I don't want to get you in no trouble. We Raiders all day. It's Raider Nation. You know what it is.
I love you, Dave.
Bo Jackson, my dude.
You know, this is where my rationality comes in.
I mean, man, Jimmy, we ain't never gonna see eye to eye, Matthew.
Dame, Jimmy G's not trash.
Yeah,
Dame
knows it. Yeah,
he knows. You know that's a word. That's reserved for the real Scrabinis, not Jimmy Garoppolo. And so that's all I want to say. He's got
no disrespect whatsoever.
He's got limitations, no doubt about it. blipping the road for the Niners on their way to a 11-5 season, which is what I predicted.
What did you have, Bonte?
11-5.
Yeah, you guys.
My bold take was they would all make the playoffs, though.
Oh yeah, that went viral.
Stardy, you would have been. I would have let you ride with that. But 4 minutes later, you said the Niners are making the playoffs.
He did. Yeah.
I know.
You backed the truck up so fast.
Can't do both.
Because you let Warriors roll rattle you. You let them rattle
he
you.
He did.
It had nothing to do with backtracking. It had to do with just not wanting any smoke. I wanted none of it.
When I read the Matt Stymus tweet, I normally don't write this. I was like, oh, Bonte, he's rattled.
I don't need it. I don't need 49er fans thinking that I think they stink because it's not true.
I already got a bold
prediction, and I thought, that'd be a bold one. The 49ers don't make the playoffs, and the problem is there is a thing called context that's important, and people don't get it. So anyway, they started coming in, the criticism, and I was like, I'm out.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I don't need this for the next 4.5 months.
If the season ended today, Steiny is right.
Wow, there you go.
What was your bold prediction, Guru? Cowboys in the Super Bowl?
Dak MVP.
Last night, Guru said, don't pay this man another dime.
Right.
Yeah, I did see that tweet. Yeah. I was just sitting back like, wow.
Pay that man his money.
It's going to be hard. Hey, Goo, it's going to be hard to not pay him after he wins the MVP.
I'll say this about Dak and Jimmy, just me personally. I see so many parallels, man, so many parallels. And in that game, he couldn't get them into the end zone. But, I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I'm going to say this real quick. During the break, I just, again, for the third time, watched the last drive for the Niners after they got to the 30-yard line. Look, if you guys want to have some fun, look at George Kittle's body language after he watches Trent Taylor catch passes, running back catch passes, and he's just trying to hold it all in, like, throw me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson, man. I know you guys say he's hurt, but I think he's a little bit, you know, hurt too that the ball's not coming his way. Bonte, let him make a play, man.
Maybe it's to the Super Bowl where he didn't get the ball enough.
Dude, he was open.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Dre in Oregon. Hey, Dre in Oregon, you're on 95.7 The Game. Let me just say, and I'm sure Steiny and Guru echo the same sentiments here. Hopefully you're okay up there in Oregon. Our prayers are with you. Hopefully you're safe up there at Oregon, Dre.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I'm a union man, so they've canceled Friday work, and they canceled work today because of the air quality. The AQI is at 231 right now, so we're in the house. Everybody's safe. I really appreciate it. I just have to check in with you guys. I love this show. It's my first time ever calling in. There are some issues yesterday. And most of those issues are with Kyle Shanahan. The defense was great, right? You know, the Arizona Cardinals had 5 penalties called against us yesterday. You know how many of those penalties were called on third downs to extend the drive? 4. 4. They didn't call the intentional grounding, which was clearly intentional grounding. I rewatched that play 21 times yesterday, fellas. I literally rewatched that play, Deion primetime Sanders times. I watched it 21 times. That was intentional grounding. You call a darn hold when he was holding K'Wan Williams. You couldn't even see K'Wan 4 on his jersey. DeAndre Hopkins was holding him so much. And I thought in order to call a hold, it had to be in the vicinity of the throw. He didn't even throw nowhere in the vicinity to him. So I don't understand that. Also, Kerry Hyder. That was a good play by Kerry Hyder. That's a football play. There's no way a flag should have been thrown on that play. Then, on the next drive, they called 2 more penalties to extend the drive. The defense did a hell of a job. It was penalties that helped those guys. Some of those penalties were atrocious. 2 of the penalties were 15-yard personal fouls for Kyler Murray. So what, you're supposed to just let the guy run? I don't get that. Kyle Shanahan, if George Kittle is nicked up, you have one of the best route-running tight ends in the freaking league. His name is Jordan Reed. Get him in the game. You let Dante Pettis play 50? Let me look at my notes, bro. I'm going in right now. Let me look at my notes.
Go ahead. Dante Pettis, 25 snaps.
Played 60 snaps. He played 60 snaps, and he had a total 50.4 PFF. Reed played 10 snaps, had a 71.7 PFF. That means 7 out of his 10 snaps, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. If you have Jordan Reed on your team, implement him in the freaking game plan. It's ridiculous. And then you know what else they do? They inactivate
They put deactive Kentavious Street and they activate Dante Johnson. Why isn't Kyle Juszczyk playing the up back like he did all year last year on special teams? I just don't get this, bro. I just don't get it. Without that block punt, we were on the way to a blowout, people. We need to stop getting on Jimmy Garoppolo. Had a great first half, 9-12, 159, one touchdown, zero interceptions, 100.3 rating. Second half was atrocious, but it's not all on him, people. Kyle Shanahan, he did not game plan well for this game.
That was a great call by Dre. Brought to you by Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line.
And checked his notes. He had notes.
He checked his notes. Dante Pettis, he was fired. I love his passion. I love the passion.
Love his passion.
That was a nice, reasonable take right there from Dre in Oregon, and I'm glad that he's safe up there with the bad air quality.
Yeah, no, it was very good stuff there from him. You know what? You know who doesn't do it for me? I'm sorry. Uh-oh. And I get it. Everybody's going to be like, why? Kyle Juszczyk. You know what?
What?
Yeah, he's
Please.
On the field, but they don't use him. I mean, I don't get it.
He's a fan like JaVale McGee's.
That's great. He's a fan favorite. Well, you know what? If he's as effective as JaVale McGee, maybe he shouldn't be playing as much.
No, he's a little boy. He's not the JaVale McGee.
And I'm not saying he is because I'm not making
No, I'm high on JaVale.
Guru, yeah.
You know how many carries Juszczyk had last year?
How many?
I'm guessing less than 10.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. I mean.
Scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Woo. I just don't, you know,
it's a
I don't
big game, Stoney.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It just doesn't seem like he gives you the bang for the buck on a team that needs plays to be made. I guess maybe you need a dirty work guy, but
no doubt.
I don't know, man.
He's a dirty work guy. Hold on, Stoney. Hold on. Pump the brakes a little bit. You disrespect the center position. Now you're kind of lightweight disrespecting the fullback position.
Right,
and who Kyle Juszczyk is. Kyle Juszczyk, they diagrammed it up. There's a couple plays he's running wide open. And that goes to the pocket breaking down. That goes to Jimmy Garoppolo not seeing it. He had a couple designs in there where he leaked out, and he was wide open. I think there was one in the second quarter down the sideline where he's sitting there wide open. He's a tone setter for this football team. He goes in there, and he helps lead block for this running game. Right. And without you checking that running game last year, Stoney, running game was stuck in neutral without
I'm not Juszczyk. Talking about last year. I'm talking about – looking at the stats, okay, he has one carry, and they can't throw the ball. He can't catch. They're not going to him for whatever reason.
He can catch last year.
Of course he can catch. Yeah. But what I'm saying, he's catching balls to yesterday is what I'm saying. Well, so it's like you have no – like if he's such a great blocker, okay, well, they didn't rush for 180 yards. So he didn't make a difference there, or at least was part of the reason they didn't make a difference there. I don't know. I like my fullbacks to make more plays than that.
So, Low Neal.
I was just about to go there.
And we talk about this guy being a Hall of Famer. Go
What's
ahead,
that?
So find a
go
fullback
ahead.
Who makes more plays than Juszczyk. It's about what he can do and the fact that defenses have the game
three
plan for it.
There's three fullbacks who play in the league, first of all. So he's going to make more plays than them. But the point is, if he's going to play a lot of downs, but you're not really using him a lot, well, then he's not even a decoy.
Yeah, but he is because you have to account for him. He's like a second tight end, basically.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, they're accounting for him.
You can split him out wide. You can line him up as just like the blocking
fullback. I'm sure you can do all those things with him. Then why is he not accumulating numbers?
I can't believe this. I can't believe this. You really looked at a box score for Kyle Juszczyk.
Because that's not his job.
I absolutely did. You know why? Because the name of the game is to make plays.
He makes plays, Stoney. He makes plays. You know,
if you're going to say Dante Pettis plays 50 plays and only makes one catch, well, okay. Juszczyk plays 55 plays and is involved in four of them with the ball.
He's not at a skill position, Stoney. He does the dirty work. You don't see Juszczyk. He's keeping he's blocking and he's doing things for other guys.
Absolutely, is at a skill position. You cannot give away any skill positions in the NFL right now. Everybody who's eligible to run or catch the ball has to be a legitimate threat in this NFL.
And I think Juszczyk is a hell of a more of a threat than Dante Pettis. Dante Pettis gives you nothing.
I'm not comparing them. Not
the I know you're not comparing them.
Both
I know
of them you're are not on the field them. For a but, lot, and but, they don't have a lot. They do but, a lot of chopping, but no chips are flying.
Here you go. Wow. Here you go. Amit, the disrespect towards a fullback position and Kyle Juszczyk. Oh, my Lord. Amit here from San Jose on 95.7 The Game. Amit, what's happening? Is Kyle Juszczyk a factor? No, I'm kidding. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I was actually about to mention Kyle Juszczyk, but the thing, something that annoyed me yesterday was that 4th and 5 foot. Why is Trent Taylor the guy we're looking at? He's our number 7 option as a receiving threat. We got George Kittle. You even got Ross Dweller. You got Kyle Juszczyk. Got any of the running backs. Mostert, Tevin Coleman, McKinnon, you got Kendrick Bourne. Why are we looking at Trent Taylor on a 4th and 5? That ball was thrown badly by Jimmy G. Yeah, but I just think Kyle should have found a better matchup and schemed a better play than that. And also, 3 of our next 4 games will be really telling. We're playing the Jets, the Giants, and the Dolphins. If we don't go 3-2 by the end of Week 5, there's something seriously wrong would have happened with the 49ers. That Philly game on Sunday night is going to be our toughest thing, but we better be at worst 3-2. Against these mediocre teams. And really quick, something that looked good to me was Richard Sherman. He got cooked on a play by like Christian Kirk for like 20 yards on a corner. But other than that, he looked pretty solid. Kyler Murray wasn't really throwing at him, and he was pretty good at tackling yesterday. And, yeah, that's all I got, guys.
Thanks for the call. Good call.
Let me be
good
clear call. About something with Kyle Juszczyk. I am not saying he stinks. I'm not saying he's useless. I'm not saying any of those things. But what I'm saying is as a full-time player, okay, and in a league now where you have one of the most creative play callers and offense is very important, he had 3 carries last year, and he caught 20 passes. That's like – he better be the best blocking fullback in the history of blocking fullbacks. And you know what? I just couldn't tell what he did, if anything, yesterday. They didn't run the ball. So he – like, again, somebody tangibly tell me what he did that helped the 49ers win yesterday.
So I'm looking at his snap count from yesterday. Kyle Juszczyk played 36 snaps.
Okay.
58% of the snaps. 58% of the snaps. Dante Pettis played 45 snaps. Kendrick Bourne, 57. And George Kittle played 61 snaps. So, Juszczyk played a little more than half the snaps. And his job to be in there is basically Shanahan loves the I formation. He's one of the few guys who, you know, where everybody's evolving from not having fullbacks. Like, I don't believe the Rams, maybe. They don't have a fullback. The Cowboys ain't using fullbacks much. They got Zeke. They're running 3 wide sets. Juszczyk, I think, is so valuable for this offense because just think about one play, Stiney. Just take your mind. Go back to one
yards.
Play on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football last year when Matt Breida broke that 80-plus yarder. And it's just one play. But think about that play. What made that play pop? It was George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk absolutely manhandling their defenders and putting them into the ground to spur Matt Breida to that 80-plus yard touchdown against the Cleveland Browns. That's Juszczyk's job. His job is to block, make a couple
no
plays
doubt.
In the passing game if he's there as a safety valve, and do his job. That's it.
Again.
That's all.
Okay, and I would say, but see, like, I guess what I have a problem with is if he's a fullback, a skill position player, what's his strength? His strength is obviously blocking. Well, you're giving up a weapon there in a way. And, you know, I look at a game like yesterday, and you know what? That's the game where maybe Juszczyk's got to be somebody who catches 4 or 5 balls in the game. And he's never done that. And also, last but not least, if he's a fullback worth his salt, don't you give him the ball on the 1 yard line to get it
Maybe
in?
Maybe you do.
This isn't more like I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is his numbers. He better be all you guys say he is because his numbers stink. For a player who's out on the field playing offense for a football team as much as he does.
So what about Dante Pettis and Kendrick Bourne? Kendrick Bourne caught 2 passes yesterday. He was on the field for 80%
We know
of
what they are. We know so, they've been criticized a lot in the past. I'm just saying
Juszczyk
is somebody
to make more plays on a team that has Kittle, Jordan Reed, and other skill position players that are supposed to pick up the slack in that department you're asking Juszczyk to step up in.
But well, it sounds like, Steiny, he's getting so much love somewhere. I don't know where Juszczyk is getting this love to where you would say, or even, you know what, he ain't getting the bang for the buck. Like, who's banging Juszczyk's drum to where you said, you know what, I don't like what he's giving me?
No, nobody. Most people think Juszczyk's great, or he's fine. He's integral part of the offense, all that stuff. We never talk about Kyle Juszczyk. I'm just looking at his numbers and then thinking about the game yesterday. And again, if he just – he had the ball in his hands 23 plays last year. That's – so that means he's a weapon that you essentially don't use.
Here's Juszczyk had two touches yesterday. But here's one of his touches that he had yesterday in passing game.
From the I formation, off play action, Garoppolo looking for Juszczyk. He's got him down the sidelines, and the fullback rumbling inside the Arizona 40.
Yeah, he'll have that play five times a year.
41 yards that led to a McKinnon touchdown.
That's
from
right.
From a fullback.
But wait a minute. You cannot say from a fullback like it's a fullback from 1975.
Have you watched because the Niners offense? But a full power running team.
Exactly. So they're wasting one of their guys who can actually what I'm saying is the game's all about playmakers right now. And he's not a playmaker. He's a blocker. And he's obviously a great blocker. I'm just saying in a game like yesterday where you can't run the ball, all right, it'd be nice if he could swing out of the backfield and catch three or four passes.
Well, he was open on a couple. He was open on a couple where Jimmy just didn't hit him. Yeah. You know, quarterback's got to give him the football. He was wide open on a couple plays.
I'm sure Kittle feels that way too. Yep.
Like if the 40, let's just be honest. Kyle Juszczyk's not a weapon. And if that's the case, that's fine. But we have to talk about Kyle Juszczyk as a weapon, like Pettis as a weapon, or like somebody else who's not.
That's not his game. That's not his game. That's not his role on his football team. It's like
and that's what I'm saying. Bonte, Ayuk's not a play. Ayuk's a playmaker. Debo's a playmaker. Kittle's a playmaker. Kittle got hurt, so you are going to pay the price for not having a playmaker where Juszczyk is in a game you need to score.
So should they not have a fullback on the roster? I'm not getting this here. Should you not have a fullback on the roster?
Well, they use a fullback more than a lot of teams. Is that correct?
So, yeah, absolutely.
More than every team.
Okay. So they really just employ an extra blocker, essentially.
He's a blocker who can make plays in a passing game. But you can't ask him to be George Kittle.
He makes one play a game.
George Kittle.
He makes one play a game in the passing game.
And those are big plays, Steiny. Those are big plays that he makes. Right. Just to keep the defense honest. That's all. That's all. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. We'll continue your phone calls. Armando and Carlos, stay on hold. We'll get you on the other side. I promise you. That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Take play of the drive. They're going to go for it on fourth and goal at the one. Mostert lowering the shoulders. I don't know that he got in. The Arizona Cardinals with Devon Kennard may have stood him up at the goal line, and he does not get in.
Sound like the crowd was celebrating yesterday at Levi Stadium after that goal line stand for the Arizona Cardinals. Mostert stuffed at the goal line, and the Niners gave the ball up. That was another big turning point in that loss yesterday to the Arizona Cardinals. 24-20, the Niners are trying to bounce back next Sunday on the East Coast in New York City, or actually in New Jersey at the Meadowlands against the New York Giants. Don't forget about the Rocket Mortgage Pick'em. Football's finally back. Your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and it is totally free to enter. Pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win up to $10,000. $1,000 is up for grabs each week. $10,000 will be given away at the end of the season, and you can check out my picks at radio.com/picks. Yesterday, this weekend, I've got Kansas City right, I got Buffalo right, I got San Francisco wrong. Tonight, I have Pittsburgh over New York, and a bonus pick for everybody out there. I kind of want to take the Denver team, that team in Denver, but I'm going to leave that game alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
No Von Miller.
Rockets, it's the Rockets Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up right now at radio.com/picks. Let's get to Armando real quick in the city before we finish up the show. What's up, Mondo? How you doing today?
Man, I could be better, man. My fantasy team lost by 100, so I don't know how to worse them or the Niners.
Damn.
But, three concerns or takeaways I got, man, is I'm not going to overreact to the offense at least until week four, but I am going to react on our playmakers. I mean, what is our front office doing? I mean, I know Javon Kinlaw is going to be great or going to be okay, but we have CeeDee Lamb on the board, and that's what we probably would have needed. I mean, I don't know how Brandon Ayuk is going to be. He already has hamstring injuries. Injuries to the toe or to the foot like Debo, I mean, you know, those are iffy also. And our wide receivers yesterday had two catches, which was Kendrick Bourne, our leading receiver. That's a concern. The defensive line, I mean, they might be around, but, I mean, we need pass rush. And if we don't get pass rush, it's going to happen what happened yesterday, 14 catches to a all-star wide receiver. And last one that I have is, like, I mean, I was already dreading Russell Wilson, but am I going to see Kyle Murray for the next 14 years doing this to our defense? I mean, that guy is special. So I don't know what you guys think, but, you know, that's all I got today, you know.
Cheer up.
That's my 100 fantasy, man. Damn. Yeah. Fantasy negative 100. Did the Niners lose? Damn. Yeah. That's a rough Sunday. Yeah.
I beat Spadoni in our league, a close one. Nobody cares, but I do.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, just getting back to Juszczyk because I can't let it go. I'm not saying Juszczyk's not very good because apparently you guys don't understand what I'm talking about.
No,
what I'm talking about is this.
Completely.
The comparison is that it's like in a basketball game when you're playing with a non-scorer. And sometimes you need that guy to score. Period. Very simple.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on the lost and the missed opportunities. Maybe he missed opportunities to get Kyle Juszczyk the ball. Here's Shanahan after the loss yesterday.
Reminder that we're back in football. I mean, that's how football goes. We had every chance. We had a number of chances to win that game. You know, I thought we started out very well. Thought we had a chance to run away with it a little bit in the first half. Anytime you average 8 yards of play and you're holding them pretty good on the other side of the ball, I thought we'd have more points to show for it than what we did. I know why we didn't. You know, we didn't convert one third down in the first half. We didn't convert one fourth down, and we didn't convert in the red zone. So no matter how well you do on first and second down, you're not going to get many points when you are 0-for in all the other situational areas. But and then we had a couple opportunities on defense, and you just miss a couple plays when they're there, and that's what happens. But last time we played these guys, it came down to the wire, just like this one did. We had a chance there to win it at the end. You know, they made a good play there in the end zone on Bourne on the double move we ran. And then on the fourth down, they made a good play stopping Trent on the out route, and we just came up a little bit short.
Shanahan after yesterday's game. Here's Shanahan on Jimmy Garoppolo.
And he had some good plays in there, but just like the entire offense, just missed a number of opportunities that – you know, it was going to take to win that game. And so we had a couple there. But, you know, he's got to play better. We all got to play better on offense especially, and that starts with me.
Brian Baldwin could join the morning show today, fellas, with Coles Low and Dib. And he was talking about Jimmy Garoppolo trying to be too perfect. Here's what Baldy had to say about Jimmy G trying to be too perfect.
It looks like he's trying to be too perfect. He was late with a number of deep throws. To me, it was just a matter of he seemed late, and when you're late, maybe it is lack of trust. Maybe it's you're trying to be too perfect. Maybe you're trying to make the throw too perfect. I mean, those throws, you've already won. You've done everything right. You called the right play. Bourne runs the double move. It's all there to be made. The game winner is right there. I mean, you just got to make those throws. You could say, okay, it's been 7 months Some teams look like they didn't miss a beat, like Kansas City and Baltimore, and then some look like they needed some preseason games.
That's Baldy, who joined the morning show today on 95.7 The Game. Getting back to the Shanahan sounded into Baldy. What'd you guys take away from that? Shanahan talking about the third down conversions, because I thought that was a big-time factor. When one team goes 7-for-14 and the other goes 2-for-11, it's not going to bode well for you.
Yeah, and Steiny, I'm trying to, you know, pass out blame pie, and you know I'm fond of Kyle Shanahan, but what do we always say about Kyle? He can make you, me, and Bonte get open. He could scheme us open, and you know what? He schemed Bourne open on that play, and you know what, Matt Steinmetz, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't execute and didn't make that pass. And we can sit here and talk about the game, the block punt, but these games are so close. These teams are so even. It comes down to one or two plays, and you got to make it. Kyle was disappointed. I like that he took ownership. He says it starts with him. But at the end of the day, Bonte Hill and Steiny, I mean, Kyle can do so much. If he calls a play, which cut Patrick Peterson, he was burnt. Baldy just said it. The ball plays perfect. It's game winner. And at the end of the day, that falls at number 10's doorstep.
Yeah, I don't think Garoppolo was good enough yesterday. And whether it was because he wasn't good enough or whether it was because he didn't have his top two wide receivers and his $75 million tight end got shut down in the second half, he didn't have anywhere else to go, and he's not the kind of quarterback who can win you a game on his own. Like, that's the way to put it in perspective where nobody really has to freak out.
Everybody's going to freak out anyway. Here's Richard Sherman, because I do want to talk about the defense before we end the show. Richard Sherman on dealing with Kyler Murray. Here's what Sherm had to say after the game.
Well, I mean, it don't really make a difference to us. We just got to get him down. You know, it's the frustrating thing when the refs makes calls when he's running the football and, you know, guys are trying to go over him and trying to halfway tackle him, and you know, you don't know when to take the chance to tackle him or let him run. So you know, that was a tough thing today. They got a 15-yard penalty on Kerry Hyder on a play where he's cutting back and he's making moves, and it's like you know, once you commit to tackling a guy and he's in the middle of a move, you don't know if he's going to the ground or he's staying up. So I think that was the thing that made it more difficult today.
And he's a difficult sucker to try to keep in the backfield. And I thought they missed the interior pressure at DeForest Buckner, D Ford, and Eric Armstead. I kind of want to hone in on those guys. What did you guys see from them? Did you notice they were playing in a game? Because I thought they were MIA at a very, very little point in that football game when they needed to stop. I didn't see number 91 and 55 out there. I didn't see them making plays that this team needs, especially to fill that void without DeForest Buckner, because it's going to take more than just Kinlaw to replace DeForest Buckner.
I have a question. So it's easy to say that the 49ers don't, or they have trouble with running quarterbacks or quarterbacks who can run. Is there any team that thrives playing against a team with that kind of quarterback?
No, I don't buy into that. The 49ers struggle with they're not built to deal with a mobile quarterback. Well, I don't think teams are really built to deal with a mobile quarterback. So what you try to do is you try to stack the defensive line and collapse the pocket. And keeping the mobile quarterbacks in the pocket is what you need to do. But there wasn't enough pressure in Arizona. Arizona, give them credit offensively. They got that ball out fast. They got it out fast. And once that defense started to get gassed a bit, then sure, Kyler Murray's going to break you down. He's going to break you down. You cannot be on the field. You cannot have your defense on the field for 78 plays in that weather where you're talking about the air quality and everything. You cannot have them on the field for 78 plays and expect to totally shut down a guy like Kyler Murray. So to your question, Steiny, everybody has problems with a mobile quarterback.
And I'll say this to answer your question, Bonte. I know it was about the cap, and we need this season in its totality to see if they are better or worse without Buckner. But I didn't see the two guys you mentioned, D Ford and Armstead. I didn't see them, and it's bothersome because I think the Niners brass, you know, rolled the dice in thinking that these guys could step up, one, just by being healthy, more available. Best ability is availability. And we'll have a better indication next week when it's Darnold, Steiny, when there's a guy that's back there. Not a statue, but, you know, he's not Kyler Murray. But if this line gives you that same production and they're not getting home, then I don't think jumping on the radio next Monday morning saying, you know what, Bonte and Steiny, after eight quarters, this Niner defense looks a bit different. I think it'll be a new reality for them. And what did we talk about? Maybe the offense will be your new defense. Well, guess what? The offense wasn't your new defense yesterday, and the defense didn't get it done. I was really disheartened that Arizona, after they went down three, drove 75 yards in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left. And, Bonte, it might be because they were out there too damn long. Body shots. But, damn, this Niner staple of this team that represented the National Football Conference last year in the Super Bowl, you know, the staple was the defense. And yesterday Arizona took a butter knife and cut right through it.
Ooh, that's strong.
Well, they went 75 yards. Yeah, but yesterday, you know, they went down the field, scored.
Oh, that one particular drive. Yeah.
It was a game-winning drive.
But I don't – well, there was plenty of time left. But, look, I'm not going to – I just don't think the defense was – I think the if you're going to assign a grade to the problems, I would say it was 70% offense, 30 defense.
No doubt. Hell, I'd even say 70% offense.
Because first half, they were pitching a shutout, B. They
I didn't say special teams.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Special teams is a problem. Even though Arizona missed two field goals. How about Larry Fitzgerald in that heads-up play right before halftime?
What was it? Was something that we didn't legal? Talk about.
Where he just took the ball, he ran up and was like, placed the ball there. And Arizona got a big 3 points there. That was a very, very underrated play. And maybe the play of the game for Larry Fitzgerald, because he wasn't much of a factor in the passing game yesterday because of Hopkins. But what a heady play by Larry Fitzgerald. And I thought that drive, nobody talked about that drive all day long. Arizona's pinned deep.
26 seconds.
You think they're just going to run out the clock. They get a big play from Chase Edmonds on a draw to start that drive. And they get 3 points there. I thought was huge going into the locker room for the Cardinals.
And a half. That don't happen to the Niner defense, Donnie.
I didn't think Fitzgerald had that first down. And I –
Oh, yeah.
I thought there'd be some kind of stoppage, the check, but there wasn't. The next thing you know.
Technology and stuff.
Next thing you know, they're first and 10.
Well, I'll talk about before halftime was when he took the ball from Hopkins and ran.
Placed the ball down. Yeah.
Placed it down. I'm talking about the field goal.
The one in the flat that I think had to go over the 30-yard line, and he got hit.
First possession of the game, I believe. First possession of the game. First few plays. But the Niners, they were able to shut them down because the next play, Kyler Murray got called for intentional grounding where there's a miscommunication. Bosa was there. The Cardinals ended up punting on that first possession. The play Guru and I were referencing right before the half where the Cardinals only had about 30 seconds left, and they get down there in field goal range. And you go in the locker room with the big 3 points to cut the Niners' lead from 13-7 to 13-10. Arizona had to feel good there, especially considering they were receiving a second-half kickoff. And I know they didn't score right at halftime, but I thought those three points, man, were huge yesterday. That was a huge, huge moment for them. Go ahead, Guru.
No, I was just going to say, do you think Arizona got away with a safety? I thought Kyler was not out of the pocket in the end zone.
They call defensive holding on K'Wall Williams. They called defensive holding on K'Wall Williams on that play.
What?
Kyler ran out of there. They were clamoring for the safety. Well, K'Wall was called for defensive holding. And it was a third down. And that's what Derek up in Oregon was talking about. The penalties on the down were killer for the Niners.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's something that we probably didn't see a lot of last year. They were probably the beneficiary of those kind of calls. So I thought it was actually a great opener in terms of excitement, and believe it or not, I didn't miss the crowd that much. Now, as a player, I don't know what those guys were feeling, whether they were as jacked up or amped. But if you're not showing the stands, but you're hearing that piped in noise or whatever it is, it feels exactly like a regular football game.
How long did it take you guys to get over the fact that there was no crowd at Levi Stadium?
I was in. I told you, baseball. Really, yeah, baseball and hoop got me thinking they're there, Steiny. I'm ready. I thought there were people. Every game I watched, Bonte, Steiny, and when a play needed to be made or a sack, some too much, I felt like whatever they're doing, I'm sold, man. It doesn't sound like a museum, a library, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't.
I like it. Give me some noise.
I guess I thought about it a couple times, but it certainly didn't affect my enjoyment one way or the other.
Yeah, I think the Premier League, shout out to the Premier League, the English Premier League.
You called it.
They got me prepped for this. And, you know, it was football, the hitting, everything. It was just football. And you didn't even make a difference. Now they come in with the aerial shots or you see the field goals.
I don't like that.
Oh, damn, it's an empty stadium. They're playing in an empty stadium. But you know what? It was fine. It was absolutely fine. Real quick before we end the show, because one injury we're going to be looking at is George Kittle injury and whether or not he's ready to go in New York City. 0 second half targets. We talked about whether or not the Niners should try to force feed him in the passing game. How long do you think? Because he's a guy, before he got his big money, he was a guy I was just like, man, the guy plays reckless. It feels like he's always banged up. And granted, there was nothing he could have done there with Buda Baker. Buda Baker coming in, blowing him up. Yeah. But how much of a concern is this injury for George Kittle? How much of a concern is it for you guys, that knee injury, that they're not going to disclose? They're going to say he's all right. Where's the concern level at with you two guys on George Kittle?
Stani, I'm going to go it's a three, and I don't know if you guys saw it. Mike Silver just tweeted out that Kittle told him he's good to go for New York. So if the said player who came back and ran routes is saying he's fine and he's Conan the Barbarian, Bonte, I'm going to take him at his word. I'm trying to watch more games to see if he gets pissed off. Not that he is, that the lack of balls aren't coming his way. And I know, you know, he's a tight end. He helps blocking. But damn it, you know, tell me I'm wrong. I want him to be part of this passing game and Jimmy to not throw one target his way with the game on the line yesterday. That says more to me about the quarterback than the guy injured and who's probably saying, damn it, I'm hurt, but I'm still out here. Throw me the damn ball. And not one came his way.
I'm taking Garoppolo's side if there's a side to be taken with the Kittle thing. And I'm also going to kind of take Chris Spielman's side, who's doing the game. He seemed to indicate that Kittle was not getting separation, that he was being used a lot as a decoy too. If Kittle's the tight end he was in the second half, that's a problem. There's no doubt about it, especially if Ayuk and Debo Samuel aren't going to play again. He becomes crucial in the next couple weeks.
Is that a little too much pressure for a rookie coming in from Arizona State? Because I tell you, the NFL is not the Pac-12. It is not the Pac-12. Man. And you think about, you know, the last caller said CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys. And we're going to see Jerry Jeudy tonight for the Denver Broncos. And we saw Henry Ruggs yesterday have a bit of an impact for the Las Vegas Raiders. Brandon Ayuk, you just look at that draft class and everybody talking, man, this is one of the greatest draft class ever. That pressure alone, on top of whether or not George Kittle could be effective and gain separation, boy, they're going to need, you know, we're talking about over-unders, whether or not Ayuk will have over 500 yards receiving. If Kittle's not right, they're going to need him to pump. We're going to need to pump that number to 800. Yeah, he's going to need about 800.
And the fans aren't going to care, Bonte Hill. It comes with the territory for the youngster, Ayuk Steiny. They're going to want production. And, you know, I'm not saying he can't. Hopefully he answers the bell, but people are going to be looking like, hey, you're that rookie. They passed, you know, on this receiver, that receiver. So I can't wait for him to come back. I hate he wasn't out there, and the Niner offense should be better for it. But, man, pressure on Ayuk, Bonte. It comes with the territory because, you know, guys dropping like flies.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more pressure on Ayuk than anybody else. Even Debo Samuel, they just need good players out there on the field. They need better, you know. Here's the thing. I don't care if Ayuk's a rookie or not. I don't care if Samuel's second year or not. They got to be the best and the second best wide receivers on the team. If the problem's going to be is if they come back and they look like Bourne and Pettis, which I don't think's going to happen. So I'm just going to believe that they're the 1-2, and if you get your 1-2 receivers back, it should be noticeable.
Real quick here, some grades from yesterday. Dante Pettis. He ran 30 passing routes yesterday. He was targeted once, no catches. He rated as 49ers' lowest rated offensive player. Mike McGlinchey, somebody we were talking about pressure, Garoppolo get hit. Mike McGlinchey had four quarterback pressures. He gave up four quarterback pressures and I believe two sacks in the game yesterday. Two hits, two hurries yesterday. Solomon Thomas. You know, I'm rooting for Solomon Thomas to do something.
He's
gone through a lot of personal tragedy, but he registered no tackles, no pressures on 40 snaps yesterday. He's got to be better. He's got to be better yesterday. And Quan Alexander, I know Ian got on me about Quan, but four times he was targeted, four times he gave up catches, and I thought he looked lost in space.
What about the rookie, B, Kinlaw?
He actually graded well yesterday, believe it or not. He got a good grade yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And you could take that how you want it. I mean, he made a play. I actually saw a couple plays. He got bullied. Kyle texted me during the game. Yeah. Dude, did you see Kinlaw get bullied there? He's got to go through some growing pains. He's got to go through some growing pains, fellas.
That comes with the territory. But there was no part of me that thought the Niners would not score when they were at the 20-yard line. I don't know how you two felt. I was like, Niners going to end this.
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds left. Monday night predictions. Pittsburgh, New York Giants, Denver, and the Tennessee Titans in Mile High.
I got Titans and Steelers, Donnie.
Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Go Denver. Come on. Uh-oh. You know what? I'm going with the upset. I'm going Denver and
Drew
Pittsburgh. There's going to be a home team that wins today, and it's going to be the Denver Broncos. Denver, Pittsburgh, book it. No, don't book it. Don't book it at all. Coming up next here, really fun show talking about the 49ers, what went wrong in week number one. I'm sure the boys coming up next will talk all about it. Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, Matt Kolsky right here on 95.7 The Game. It's been brought to you by Fremont. Full service banking. No compromises.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.